Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs 31 and verse 10. We have that to say, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. It reads, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. And verse in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, and verse, we're going to read 1 through 4. When you have that, would you say amen? Ephesians 6. 1 through 4. Amen. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We thank the Lord for Mother's Day. Amen. Every mother should be honored. Amen. I don't care, even if you have a mother, and I don't believe anyone have a mother here, and you may have, if your mother is not a mother the way they need to be, or if they are drunk or whatever they are, if they gave birth to a baby, their mother. That's what makes a mother a mother. That's one of the things. That's not the only thing. Because you can, there's a lot of people birthing babies. That's all they're doing is birthing them, but they really not nurturing to their children. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So mother is a person that has a baby. Because a father can't give birth to a baby. So it comes from a mother. Amen. So if you got mothers that have given birth to children, amen, which they are a mother. But we want to talk about today, the title of our message is A Virtuous Woman / A Virtuous Mother. A virtuous woman, being a virtuous woman first, will help you to be a virtuous mother. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Talk about, say, who can find a virtuous woman? It said, who can find a virtuous mother, a virtuous woman. For her price is far above rubies. Amen. Right, virtuous means to be righteous, to be godly, to be respectable, to be clean or pure, to be decent, to be honorable, to be trustworthy. That is a virtuous woman. Amen. It said, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Amen. That virtuous woman is a special woman, amen. And you can't find, amen. They don't come real regular anymore, amen, amen. But when you find one, you sure do appreciate, amen, a virtuous woman, amen. And people can notice, they notice that about you. You don't even have to know them, amen, amen. They'll notice there's something about you, amen, amen. And they'll know that, I don't know what it is, but there's something special about you. A virtuous woman knows how to carry themselves, amen. They know how to conduct themselves, amen. And a real man, a real genuine man that really, amen, is not looking for a girlfriend, but looking for a wife, he's going to be looking for a virtuous mother, a virtuous woman, amen. Amen. A woman that, amen, does not showing everything to other people, but showing what she needs, whatever she showing to him only. Amen. Respectable. Know how to conduct herself as a woman. Amen. Knows how to, amen, to respect her husband. Amen. Amen. Not just say any old thing or talk down to him. And it goes both ways. But we talk about the woman today. We get on the fathers on Father's Day. Amen. Amen. Not talking to her. Amen. Don't what they say. T.D. Jakes said, all this neck popping and stuff, all this stuff, immature stuff, you're going to break your neck. Amen. Amen. And may know how to talk. Amen. Lord, we are here to teach us all. Amen. Amen. How to be that virtuous woman. You have to have God in your life, amen, first to teach you, amen. Sometimes the teaching don't come, amen, in regular life, in normal life, amen. Sometimes you haven't been brought up to know how to respect yourself. Nowadays, the way people are brought up, I don't know, it's a lot different than when I was brought up. A lot of times, these mothers, they ain't even teaching their children how to dress because they don't know how to dress. If you're showing everything yourself, then your children gonna wake up just like Google, just like you showing everything. Amen. You always up in men's face. Amen. You know, they're running after this man. They tell you, back then they used to tell you, especially from the South, they used to tell you, honey, you better go on and get that man. You better go on and, amen, you better do whatever you need to get to get him. Just throw yourself out on him. That's not the way that God wants it to be. The man find you. You don't find the man. The man find you. Amen. But it's like a man. I guess the women feel like it's a man shortage nowadays. They just want to grab anything and everything. Yeah. Better check them out. Make sure they ain't crazy. Amen. Because they be talking sweet nothing to you. Then you find out that they got issues and things. Amen. 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 So we're talking about a virtuous woman, amen. Talking about, it says, I'm gonna read this other verse. It said that the heart of her husband do safely trust in her, amen. A virtuous woman is gonna, her husband can trust her, and it's supposed to be both ways. The wife is supposed to be able to trust the husband too. When there's no trust, amen, a marriage will come crumbling down, or it won't be a marriage, amen. Amen. We got to have that trust. The heart of her husband do trust her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She shall do him good and not evil all the days of her life. You know, when we decide that we want a husband and wives in our life, we got to look at, you're not just asking for one thing. Uh-huh. Yeah. You're not just asking for, you know, that's what really, that's not what you're supposed to be asking for one thing. But nowadays, that's what people's asking. That's what they're asking for. There's like, I'm lonely. I just need somebody to put their arms around me and do all the other stuff. And I'm not going to think about the rest of it. Then you get a Milton monster in your life. You get something that you can't control. Yeah. Oh, yeah, not so much control. But you think like, what have I got in my life? Because you were just looking at one. When you say I want to be married, you're asking for a to death do you part. You have to walk and act like you want to be married. You in it. You got to be married. Amen. If you don't want to be married, you stay single. But when you say I want to be married, it's beyond the kiss and hug thing. It's so much better, more with that. What about when that person get up, he got bad breath, and you got bad breath? Are you going to divorce? Are you going to separate? Amen. Some days you're not going to feel good about them. They're not going to feel good about you. What you going to do? Divorce? No. A virtuous woman, a woman that have God in their life, they're going to be a praying woman. They're going to be a praying woman and asking God to help them with everything. Help them, you know, before you go out the house. You know, we need to get mirrors in our house. If we don't have them, we need to get long ones. Amen. Get it where you can see the whole you. Yeah. Amen. So going out of the house half naked and staying, showing everything. And if you look in the mirror, it'll look at you back. And you can check yourself out. And then you want to know where everybody's looking at you, because you didn't look before you left. Amen. But some things we got, I mean, it's people, some women, this, now I'm going to say all women that don't know the Lord, because some women got discretion about this stuff. They're not going to go out the house any kind of way. Amen. We just put on stuff, especially in the winter, summertime. Oh, God, help us. Help us, Lord. I don't know how I'm getting over there, but there. Help us, Lord. We can't stand the heat. Glory to God. So it's time to just let everything out. The devil is a lie. Amen. That's not a virtuous woman. Amen. 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 You better cover up and say, Lord, this, you know, whatever you look around in your house, whatever you want to change that before you go outdoors. Amen. A virtuous woman, amen. A righteous, going to be right standing with God. Have God. God is the one that makes you virtuous. None of us was virtuous without God. Yeah. Amen? So God makes you a right, put you in good standing with him, makes you a godly woman, a respectable person, honorable, a person of your words. You don't have no lying demon in you. Yeah. Everything you say is a lie. Nobody can't trust nothing you say or believe nothing you say. Amen? You popping the neck and things. Yeah, all that. Yeah. Amen? Something wrong with that picture. A virtuous woman. God will make you a virtuous woman. So then he'll make you a virtuous mother. Amen? Amen. You can't talk crazy down to your kids. Amen. God's not pleased you talk crazy down to your kids. You have to chastise them and you know, correct them and things, but he don't want you to do it while you all mad and angry. Yeah. And you putting on your boxing gloves and you and your kids going to fight. Amen. Now we're going to fight it out. Throw a shoe up, knock you upside the head. You throw one, knock me upside the head. You keep on, I'm going to shoot you. Lord forbid. Get wild. It's not a virtuous woman. Somebody give God the praise. God will make you a virtuous woman, and he's going to make you a virtuous mother. Amen. Let's get on the reading here. Amen. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Children. And children, the Bible says, train up a child in the way it should go. When it gets older, will not depart. You can't expect children to come and be born into this earth and they already got, they know what to do. You have to teach them. Can I get an amen? You have to teach children. And if you have had teaching yourself, you're able to teach your children. But if you haven't had no teaching yourself, you might have trouble teaching your child. But God will help you to teach your child. Amen? It said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. The Lord said, this is right. And it said, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment. That's a commandment. It didn't say, I want you to do this if you want to. A commandment is a law. That means you have to do it. It's written, it's a commandment. It said, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live a long upon the earth. When you obey your mother and father, when you obey your mother and father and honor them and respect them, to honor them means to respect, to esteem them high. You don't talk down on your parents. You don't disrespect them. I don't care if you get 50 or 60 years old. My parents, both of them are deceased. But they was 50. They was here. I don't care if I'm 60 years old. I am still supposed to respect them. God expect you to respect them. You might not like what they do. You might not do what they do. You don't have to even compromise with them. If you don't drink, you ain't got to go buy them no liquor. I don't think it's a good idea. If you don't drink, why you going to go buy your parents a drink? If you don't smoke, why you going to pass cigarettes for your parents? They say, I love you, mom or dad, but I do anything for you, but I don't do it, so I don't want to be doing it for you. It's a way you could talk to your parents. Amen. You respect them. You honor them. I thank the Lord for my two sons. Amen. I was thinking about that today. I said, Lord, I got 141 and 137. And I said, Lord, I thank you. I said, I actually can say they've never talked to me crazy. Amen. Amen. And my oldest son, I had a little problems with him a little bit after I got saved. But we got it together. Amen. Me and the Lord, we got it together. Amen. And he stayed there with me. My son left my house when he was about 18 years old. You know, I gave him an ultimatum. You got to do right here. You got to go to school here. You got to do something. You know, you won't do that. He chose to leave. Amen. But I thank the Lord. Amen. I still have communication with him today. He's never said nothing out the way to me, disrespect me. They honor me. Amen. On my birthdays, they honor me. Amen. For Mother's Day. Amen. They honor me. Amen. Respect me. Amen. Amen. And I thank God. It's God. Amen. They don't see me yelling at them, cussing at them, disrespecting them, getting into their business. I'm even living with that. Children get older, they grown, get out of their business. Pray for them, stay out of their business. Amen. Get a life for yourself. Because if you don't, you'll cause yourself some trouble. Because these are grown people now. Amen. 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 You got emptiness, ask the Lord to give you a dog, a cat or something. Get busy. Get occupied some kind of way. Give me some money. I go shopping. I like to go shopping. Amen. 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 Forget yourself fulfilled. These people are grown. Let's pray for them. Amen. Amen. Let them live their life. Amen. I got my son back there. Can tell you. I'm going to call and check on him sometime. I see how you doing. If I feel like something going on out there, you doing all right? I don't just go and tell you for you to tell me everything. I feel like I've been an example before you enough. You know what right and wrong to do. Amen. Amen. And thank the Lord, even my oldest son, amen, he called me this morning and wished me happy Mother's Day, he always do. And he said, Mama, he said, I'm going to, I don't know how much he gave my son to give me. He said, I'm paying for your lunch today. And he said, anybody want to go with you? I'm paying for that too. So, amen. He thanked the Lord for my son. Amen. Both of my sons. Amen. Respect. Amen. Want to respect. Said, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou may live long on the face of the earth. When you respect your parents and do right by them, the Lord promised you long life. Y'all see that, don't you?
Amen.
He said that they may live long on the face of the earth. And if you don't, that means you're not going to live long on the face of the earth. You don't respect them. Even if you do not agree with them, you don't talk to your parents like they're crazy.
Amen.
They can be wrong. It's all outdoors. But you, to keep from arguing with them, they say, you know, but let your words be few. And pray about it and don't do them like that. Amen?
Amen.
Because God is not pleased with that. And it says, ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurturing and the admonition of the Lord. And it's speaking about fathers, and it goes for mothers too. Do not provoke your children.
Amen.
And that goes for the mothers and the fathers. In other words, when you provoke somebody, that means you're picking a fight with them. You're picking an argument with them. You got a bad day, so you're going to argue with them. You're going to pick an argument. You're going to quarrel with, you're quarreling with them all the time. You're fighting with them all the time with words, and you know, you're saying unpleasant things to them all the time. This type of behavior can cause great dislike. It can turn your children against you and you against your children. It can turn into hostility and hatred.
Amen.
Amen. God is teaching us. Amen. Maybe sometime we have grew up, amen, where our parents cussing us out, knocking us out and everything. Amen. It might be in you, but you got, when you get to save, you got to let God take us out of you, because that's not a good road to be on.
Amen.
Your parents and fathers shooting their children, and parents, you know, killing their parents, and children killing, parents killing their children, and vice versa. That's where they come from. Amen.
Yeah.
But the Lord is speaking about, I don't know how long I'm going to be with this, like it's going to wrap up pretty good, but pretty fast, but it's like honoring your parents. In other words, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Amen. Don't provoke your children till you see them get real angry. You know you picked an argument with them.
Yeah.
And you see them in a rage. You did it. God's not pleased with that.
Amen.
Amen. It's just like husband and wife. When husband and wife, the Bible speaks about, you know, don't let the sun go. In other words, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Treat one another right, because this is right in the eyes of the Lord. Now, it didn't say, well, you do it my way because I feel like it's right. It said what the Lord says is right. Because sometimes we can feel like you do what I say because I'm right, but you can be all wrong yourself. But it's what the Lord say. And whatever the problem is, you don't want to go to bed with the sun go down on your wrath when you're angry. Amen. With one another. Amen. Because your prayers will be hindered. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
God, your prayers, I don't care how much speaking in tongue you do, God is not hearing you because you ain't got it right with that person.
Amen.
You ain't get it right with your husband. Your husband ain't get it right with you. So y'all, both of y'all prayers are hindered.
Uh-huh.
Until you make up like children and be nice to one another. Then God could come in the midst. Can I give God the praise?
Amen.
Can I give God the praise? Amen. That's the same way with your children. You want to interact with your children. Amen. But if it's some kind of conflict and y'all having problems, amen, you're going to have to ask God to show you how to get that right, because God's not going to be in the midst of you at war with one another. It would hinder your prayers. Yes, it will. It would hinder your walk with God.
Amen.
So it says, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Nurture means love. You're nurturing. You know, it's like a lot of people, some people didn't have it in their life and don't have it in their life, so don't know how to be kind, and they don't know how to be nurturing. Don't know how to nurture and show love. Amen? When you discipline your children, you have to discipline your children some way, but you can't discipline them all the time without showing them love.
Amen.
And you can't just love them and give them everything all the time without showing them discipline. It's got to be balanced. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, we talked about a virtuous woman versus a virtuous mother. Amen. You be a virtuous, God teaches you how to be a virtuous mother, a woman, then he would teach you how to be a virtuous mother. And how many know being a mother is one thing, being a wife is another thing?
Yes.
Amen. There too, you it's still virtue. You still have to let God help you, but you have. That's why a lot of time people, I want to be married, and nothing wrong with that. We all do, but you got to be ready for all of it, because it's not going to be just a single thing anymore. Just you. It's going to be your husband. If you have children, it's going to be your children. It's plus the outside world. You got a lot to deal with. If you can't even deal with you right now, you can't even deal with yourself. You're not ready for all the rest. Amen. Comes a lot more with that. A lot more responsibility. Amen. Some people just want the kissing and hugging and a boyfriend and all that. Don't want the rest. You want to be married, you got to have it all.
Amen.
Or it's not going to work.
Amen.
Amen. It said, a righteous woman is righteous, godly, respectable, carry herself in a respectable way, decent, honorable, trustworthy. And it said, and it said her character is above rubies. And we don't hear too many, nobody talking about, you ain't hearing too many people buying no rubies and stuff like that. People, that's a cost. That costs us a lot. That's special. And if somebody go out the way, give you something, pearl or something, that's special. Amen. They thinking a whole lot of you. You are very special to them. Amen. Amen. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. Precious stones. That's what rubies are. Costly. They're not ordinary. You can't just pick them up at Walmart or Family Dollar or something. They're costly. I think so much of you, I'm going to give you a pearl. I'm going to give you the prettiest wedding ring that I can give you. However, I'm going to do something special for you. There's times we do things for one another, but there's times we do special things for one another to really show our appreciation. Amen?
Amen.
And it says, amen, we already went over that. Amen. I believe we're just about wrapping up and done. Glory to God. Being, amen, a godly woman and a godly mother. Amen. You have to be an example. It's not what you say, it's what you do. Can I get amen? It's not what you say. People are gonna respect what you do. Amen. It's not even, it ain't even for you. You don't even have to talk at all. I'm gonna do this and do this. Do it. Just do it. Don't just start telling everybody what I'm going to do. Let's do it. And that's the Lord to help you to be that example. Amen. Because somebody's looking. And somebody may want to claim you as their mom. Amen. May say, I want you to be my spiritual mom. I want you to be, amen, I don't feel like I really see my mom. Would you be a mom to me? Or you be my God mama? People see that. They want to be that example. Amen. They're looking for that example. You be that example. You don't want to, you don't only just want to be a friend. Some people, they're friends with their children, and that's fine, long as you know the difference, they know the difference. Because all that, when I was coming up, they didn't even say nothing about friend. And it's not nothing wrong with being a friend with your parents, but if you befriend them in a way where the child tell the parent what to do, there's something wrong with that. Because the parent is the one that's supposed to be the guy, the leading the guy. But you can befriend, when you befriend your children, you befriend them to the point of like this. When they need someone to talk to and they feel like they can't talk to nobody else, they should be able to come to you.
Amen.
So they won't go to a stranger telling all, amen, can't tell everything to everybody.
Right.
Befriend you in that way. Not just like we go out and party together, this mother and daughter thing, we go out and party together, nobody know who's the mother, who's the daughter, y'all disrespect, y'all both are partying, and they got their man and you got your man, who's the mother, who's the daughter, everybody just disrespecting everybody, they ain't even married.
Amen.
Disrespect. Amen?
Amen?
So you can befriend your children, but if you befriend them to the point where they tell you what to do, something wrong with that picture. Amen. They need to know that you are the parent. Okay, how old they get, they need to know that you are the parent. Like my children, they know that I'm their parent. I'm not, you know, like all breathing down their throat or anything like that. I listen to them. I don't talk to them crazy. I don't talk to them any kind of way. I don't do that. Because if you do that, you're going to get the same thing done back to you. So you got to be that example But they can always call, that's my mom. That's my mother. Amen. And some people feel like, if I befriend them, they're going to like me more. No, they're not. They're going to disrespect you more. Because they need to know that this is my mom and this is my dad. Amen. And even with mother and father, they have to make sure they stay on the same page together in front of their children, because the children plays on one another. I used to be on school bus, and the driver, the children would ask me one thing, they're trying to ask the driver another thing. They can cause conflict. They cause trouble. Because I already didn't ask the driver, they're trying to ask you, playing against one another. And I get it straight right then and let them know, I know what you done. Yeah. You can't let your kids play you like that. Yeah. They'll tear your marriage up. Yeah. I've been through some things myself in my period of marriage. Your children will tear your marriage up if you don't watch it. Yeah. Amen. You'll be left with nobody. Yeah. Amen. The children respect those that are in authority. Amen. Like we talked about, if you want to befriend your child, befriend them to the point where they know that, you know, this, my mom is here for me, or my dad's here for me. I really need somebody to talk to. They can't talk to you. Who can they talk to? You need to be there for your children. You need to, especially these children today, they don't have no examples out here. You need to be there. That's ministry. That's the first priority in ministry when you come to the Lord. You come, Lord, we shout all over the place, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your first part of ministry is minister to your household. Yeah. What would it look like even though my boys, they're grown, they'd have their own place and stuff. What would it look like? I don't even get along with them. I can't even, we at war with one another all the time. And I'm getting up here preaching to y'all every Sunday. I can't even speak to my children. Something wrong with that picture. Something my spirit shouldn't be right. My children now, even though they're grown, I like to hear from them sometimes. I check on them. Amen. Yeah. I don't meddle in their business, but I check on them. Amen. Amen. Because if you don't have no business, ask God for some business. He'll give you some business. Amen. So you stay out of other people's business. Yeah. Some things you don't need to know about what they're doing. You don't need to be nosy and know everything. You have much burdens on you. I don't want to know everything. Amen. I know what God wants me to know and leave the rest. Amen. Amen. And if you people, and you, that's why, you know, my son, like, he be honor me, respect me. And if I was, you know, wasn't like that, he probably wouldn't think to say anything. And you all might be looking at, he say nothing about his mom. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. You got to walk the walk and talk the walk, talk the talk. Amen. Amen. You don't let your kids run your household. Yeah. When I was coming up, it was eight of us, not eight of us anymore. A lot of my parents are deceased. I got brothers and sisters, a couple of them deceased. When I was coming up, the kids did not run the household. These children today run the household because the parents, they're absent from the household. I used to be on the school bus. Little girl used to just let herself in the house. We had to check on her. I said, we need to check on her. That little girl, she going to the back of the house every day. She number 6 years old. And I'm going to find out nobody never was home. Kids raising themselves. That's not being a real parent. Your children raise themselves. I don't care if they're 16, 17, 18. You ought to have some structure in that home. Amen. Where, amen, that you call the shots, not them. Amen. Get over there, get your own food. Get over there, pay your own rent. Do everything. Just let them be a boarder. You need to be active in their life. Amen. God is not pleased with you if you're not. You don't have control of your household. Something's wrong with that picture. Amen. Amen. I raised two of my children, and people knew I was the mother of that household. I ran my household. Amen? That's when my boys are the way they were. I ran my household. I taught them how to do different things. I didn't leave everything into their hand. Amen? I used to cook, get up early Sunday mornings before I was pastor and cook food. I made sure I always had food in the house for them to eat. Amen? I had a little example. Now both my boys, they know how to cook themselves. Amen. They have their own households. You got to be that example before them. Amen. Amen. So children, you know, they're not going to be no more than what you teach them to be. Amen. You teach them control. You teach them how to do things. You got to teach them how to do things. You got to take time and teach them how. You have to ask God to give you the patience to work with your children. Yeah. Now, if they're unworkable, some children are not easy to work with, they just won't cooperate. Let God do whatever He need to do. If He have to give you some help for them, you let them, let God help you. Amen? Amen. You might have to get some outside help for them. Amen. Amen? But if they're in your household, You're supposed to be able to work with them. You're supposed to be able to nurture them, to love them, and be there, and be a part of their life. That's what they're there for. They're here now. They're not going back. You can't send them back. There's no way they're going back. You want to work with them, because if you don't, they will be a statistic like everything else, and you might look up one day and they came and they're gone. And since you crying about them because you weren't there for them. If your parents weren't there for you, you don't want to do the same thing the way your parents went. You be there for your children. Amen. And you got God in your life, you're going to bring them up a better way. You don't bring your children up cussing them out, calling them all kind of names. Amen. Tell them they're not going to be nothing. They need you. Your children need you. We talk about how bad our children have. We got to see, are we interacting in our children's life? Amen. So I believe that I'm done. Amen. And you have to ask the Lord for his help and being that example. Because the Lord, he's our Father, which art in heaven. How many know God is your Father, which is in heaven? Amen. I go to him. God is my Father. Amen. I go to him for help. I ask him, Lord, help me. I depend on the Lord. Lord, help me with this. Help me with that. Just like you go to your Father in heaven, your children need to be able to come to you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. When you feel overwhelmed, you need to go to the rock that's higher than you. Amen? Because sometimes with children, you can feel overwhelmed. Amen? You can feel very overwhelmed sometimes with children. Amen? But you know, if you done did things, I put it like this, if you have did things to help them, the overwhelm shouldn't be as great. But if you have done nothing to help them, your overwhelm might be very great because they haven't been taught. Amen. They have not been taught. So you got to put your hands on and work with them. Amen. The Holy Ghost is not just for you or me. It's for us to help other people. And you can't help your household. You cannot go and help nobody else.
Amen.
Am I right? You cannot go preach the word to somebody else and help nobody else if you're not putting hands on helping your household. Amen. Now you help them as much as they let you to help them. You got some children won't let you help them. If they don't let you help them, they got other places for them. Let them get the help they need there. But the ones here will be submissive under my jurisdiction, but in love.
Amen.
You don't look up and always have a harsh word to say to your child.
Amen.
Something wrong with that picture. It shouldn't be one-sided. It should be, thank you. That I love that. You did well. If you need to chastise them over here sometime, chastise them over there. But it's like, you come back with love. I love you. Amen. I want to help you. Amen. So we thank the Lord for Mother's Day. It's a special day. It's a special day. It should be honored all over the world. Amen. I believe it is. It's a lot of mothers, amen, that has lost their children. I'm always praying for my children. Pray for your children. They've lost their children to violence. They're not here. I thank the Lord all the time. And my oldest son, he doesn't go to church. I thank the Lord all the time that he's still in the land of the living. And I'm praying for him all the time. I say, Lord, when my prayers are daily, Lord, remember my children. That's on a daily basis. I don't pray. I don't be so in God's face. We begging God for everything. And sometimes we wonder why God is not. Maybe wonder, well, you know, I've been praying to the Lord about this, praying to the Lord about that. The Lord might be wondering, what, have you been concerned about your household? You just been concerned about yourself. Amen? Got to pray for your children. They're not saved. You need to pray for them for guidance for their life. Even if they are saved, pray that they make the right decisions. Amen? Anybody don't want their children. If you really say you love your children, you don't want your children to get into things they shouldn't get into. Yeah, they may be grown. You might have control, but you can pray. Amen? If you want, you should want your children saved. Sometimes the people's attitudes today, they're not like they used to be. People don't care if their children come to church to be saved or not. I don't know what kind of, back then, my parents, they want us to be saved. They didn't make us be saved, but they want us to be saved. These people today, they feel like I have more peace with them. If I don't try to, I don't want them to come to church with me. Why you don't want to come to church with you? Don't you want to be saved? Don't you want your children saved? You don't want them to be in church with you. They get on my nerves. But they're going to get on there worse if you keep them at home.
Amen.
Am I right?
Amen.
Amen. And your children are representative of what you are. Sometimes we feel like, oh, they got issues. Like they used to say, the apple don't fall far from the tree. If they got issues, they got it from somebody. If they didn't get it from you, they got it from somebody. Most people say, they didn't get it from me. Yeah, they got it from you too. And the other person. And somebody down the generation. Amen? God, sometimes he'll show you that so you'll know how to work with him. Amen. Well, we thank the Lord for Mother's Day. And like I said, both of my parents are deceased, but they brought us up well. Amen. I'm pretty sure they would be proud of us that we are doing the will of the Lord. Amen. Today, and I thank the Lord. If they wasn't saved in my life, I may not even be saved today. Because I wasn't always saved. I got saved when I was 24 years old. My mother passed, I think, the same year that I got saved. My mother used to tell me, before I got saved, she used to say, you need to get saved, girl. God can use you. I don't know if she's seen something back then or not. She says, may he make you a missionary or something. You didn't need to get saved. And, you know, I didn't get saved right away, but I didn't know my mother was going to be called home to be with the Lord. That same year I got saved, she passed at 81. I got saved in May in 81. My mother passed in September, I believe. Something like that. I thank God for being saved. Amen. And I thank God for keeping me saved, giving me a mind to want to stay saved. And I thank the Lord for both of my boys. They were able to experience growing up in the house of the Lord, being saved. When I got saved, Brother Darnell back there was about 2 years old. Amen. And my other son, I was telling him today when I talked to him, I said, well, you know, today is my spiritual birthday, too. I said, my older son, I said, I've been saved about 36 years. And he said, I was about 6 years old when it. I said, well, you count fast now. Do you count? You maybe was. I had to count it. You didn't count it real fast. Then I got to saying, I said, well, and I said, Darnell, I don't know what my mom was thinking. Like, he wasn't born. He said, yeah, he was born. I said, yeah, that's why he's about 2 years old. Amen. I'm getting a little older and I forget a little bit. Amen. He said, well, it's been a lot. Well, I said, yeah, I thank God. Amen. God has kept me. He's a keeper. Amen. He will keep you if you want to be kept. He will make you to be the best mother that you can be. He will help you. And he will help you to be that virtuous woman. Because if you can't be a virtuous mother, a woman of God first, you're not going to be a virtuous mother. And you sure won't be a virtuous wife. You got to start somewhere. And letting God teach you. A lot of things God teaches us, we wasn't taught. Some of us wasn't taught. We wasn't taught how to conduct ourselves. We didn't talk how to conduct ourselves outside the house of God as well as inside the house of God. So you can live two lives. You can look like Hoochie Mama out there and look another way. And he only God knows where you look. I don't want to run around here seeing where nobody look. That's not my job. You can have two different characters the way you look. When you at church, and that's between you and the Lord. Amen? So if you're really real, it's going to stay pretty much the same everywhere you go. I don't know. I was just thinking. I don't know what this. Now I don't want y'all to think that everywhere I go, somebody be hollering at me and stuff. But I was down at. So I went to this central library downtown, and for computer on Thursday, and I didn't see this man. Well, you know, I was kind of reluctant about going down there because I don't have anything against the homeless, but there's a lot of them down there. And I want to, you know, watch my steps and stuff. I don't want nobody run up on me and nothing. That's just okay, I believe. But this man, he was dying. And he was, I think he was limping. Something was going on. And he turned around. He said, you sure do look nice. He said, I remember, I don't know what, like, in other words, you look like the ladies back then or something. I don't know what even. He said, I thought to myself, oh, thank you. I was dressed up and that. I just had a white skirt on. He said, you sure do look nice. I'm thinking to myself, there was got to let people see something about you that's different. Amen. That's so you're not so much a long dress or a long something up to your neck or nothing like that. It's too high for that. I don't do that. So, you know, but looking decent, you know, walking around with, you know, people got sheer things, people see all through it and everything, you know, he might thought, well, I'm just another one on the street somewhere, you know. And he stopped, and I said, this man's limping and everything. I said, praise God. I said, he didn't limping too bad. He was looking. Amen. he said, you really look nice. I thought to myself, I said, well, praise God. Thank you. Could have said something else. Could have been trying to come at me in another way. And I'm thinking, well, what's wrong? What am I attracting? Amen. Amen. So you got mirrors at home. If you don't have them, get them. It's a long mirror, but I got one in my bedroom. You want to make sure you're looking presentable before you leave the house, because when everybody starts looking at you, you don't wonder what they're looking at. If you look yourself, you're at the web. You feel confident. You ain't got stuff hanging all out and on and stains and things. Amen. We're done. Amen. Let's give the Lord a great big hand praise. I feel like we went like a little teaching. Everybody stand to their feet. A little teaching on being a virtuous mother. I thank the Lord for the texts that went out. You know, some people, they don't go here. They text me, amen. Even people older than me, younger than me, they text me, wish me happy Mother's Day. I thank the Lord. And even a lady where I used to work at IPS, I think her mom was deceased. So I said, well, Lord, that makes you think people are thinking about you. Amen. They look at some people are looking for some type of example, mother figure or father figure in their life, that someone they can look up to. Amen. And I thank the Lord even, you know, for the young men. We don't have many here in our church, but we thank the Lord. We know he's going to add more. We thank the Lord for the way they carry themselves. Amen. Nobody's walking in here with their pants hanging down.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for that, because that would have to change. Amen. 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 And so we thank God we got decent. Amen. We can be decent. Amen. You be decent, people come your way decent. Amen. You be hobo-ish, people going to come there and treat you like that too. Amen. 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 We thank the Lord. Somebody lift their hands up to the Lord in prayer. Lord God, we thank